in studio with me, I have Tyron Tomlinson, a life coach, more specifically, law of attraction coach, and a public motivational speaker. Is there anything I left out to introduction?
Yeah, there's quite a long list of things. But it's fun. So I'm also just recently got into hotel auditing for people with disabilities, so that when they go to hotels, all of the services for those with disabilities are made. I make sure that they make things right.
Ah, that's cool. Tyron, what motivated you to become a motivational speaker?
I think all of the struggles that I went through in life as a child and growing up, it made me obviously look into life and try and understand many things as to why we suffer, as to the pain that we experience, into how we can also live better lives. Because a lot of us, you know, growing up, we have to go through a lot of struggles, and that can affect the rest of our lives going forward. So that motivated me.
Where does the passion of motivational speaker comes from?
Just the passion to help. And just the passion to spread love and to make sure that, you know, if I can make someone else's day just a little bit brighter or give them some hope, and then that makes me happy.
What are you most afraid of? Getting your way or not getting your way?
Oh, that's a difficult question.
It's all about difficulty.
Getting my way or not getting my way? I would suppose it would depend on the situation. So if I don't get my way, but I know that I am wanting something that's good for myself and for everybody, you know, for a lot of other people, and I don't get my way, then, yeah.
Do you have a role model who is also a motivational speaker?
My role model, I was Tata Nelson Mandela. And then one of my other role models is Oprah Winfrey. And I know that she also goes around and does motivational speaking.
Wow. So what do you do in your free time? Do you even have free time?
Well, I combine a lot of things that I love to do. So even in my free time, I'm always doing things. Like I'm going out with my friends, and we love beautiful places and beautiful views. So you'll always find me close to the ocean. I love being close to the ocean.
I don't like the ocean.
You don't like the ocean?
No. Don't know why, but okay. My mother loves it. Can you give me just one word? One word that describes who you are.
Wow. Blessed.
Good word indeed. So Tyron, being a motivational speaker, do you have any message of hope for the children in hospital that's going through a lot here in this hospital, like in the wards?
I cannot even compare or even begin to think of giving advice where I could say, you know, you've got to do this and you've got to do that, because I cannot imagine all of the struggles that so many kids are facing in the ward today. But what I can say is that the mind is a very, very powerful, beautiful place. And kids, we have an amazing imagination. And when you use your mind, even in times of pain and times of struggling, to imagine beautiful sceneries in which it elevates your mood and makes you feel better, like running in a park or being by the ocean, for those of us who like the ocean.
Not me.
Or whatever it is that brings you joy when you think of, then to use your mind in order to think of the things that are beautiful and that makes you feel good.
Ah, cool. Thank you so much, Tyron, for allowing me to interview you. And I hope you're the best of the future. And this is a key ring for you to keep. And when you hold this, always remember Orange Radio people.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me. It was such an honor to be here.
Tell us about what you think about this interview. So on social media, you can contact us on Twitter, we are at Orange Radio SA. On Facebook, we are Orange Radio SA. And on Instagram, we are at Orange Radio SA. Our WhatsApp number is 060-621-8048. Please leave us a voice note there.